is supposed to have heavy values. Whitney, Shlita, Ran, Yerushiva, Brooklyn, Chaber, Metzer, Philia, Torah. It's already many, many years, 7 years or so that Whitney has been coming. I don't think I need much of an introduction except to say that I had personally, my personal perspective, and also on behalf of everybody, I had the skus of being in the shir. It was probably the first full year of Whitney's giving shir, and I know that many decades later, I still feel the warmth and the friendship and the derech halimud that I received then. And I also have a tremendous perspective from many etzus and adrachas and participation in the family simchas as recently as last week over the years. And it's a tremendous plus for us to have once again to be service before Rosh Hashanah.
Most of us, I imagine, that are gathered here are Yotzei Ashkenaz. And our minig is to do sliches starting on the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. But if Rosh Hashanah is earlier in the week, like this year, Rosh Hashanah is on Monday, and last year was on Tuesday, so we do sliches on the Sunday before. So the explanation for the minig, for that minig of sliches, is brought in the Mishnah Brura, but it originates with the Lavush. And the meaning is because we want the Chazal or the Chachamim wanted 4 days of sliches before Rosh Hashanah. There's two interpretations for 4 days. One is because we're going to be missing. Primarily, sliches should be on Aseres Yimei Tshuva. That's how it sounds in the Rambam. Rambam brings that during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is time for sliches. But because we can't fast on 4 different days of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, because there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which is a Yom Tov, and we paskin, you're not supposed to fast, and there's a Shabbos Shuva. And there's an Erev Yom Kippur, which is compulsory eating. So in May, with 4 days, we can't fast. So we take those 4 days out of the week before Rosh Hashanah. That's the first interpretation. Second interpretation for 4 days that the Lavush brings is because it's mashma in the Yerushalmi that what's expected from a person on Rosh Hashanah is transformational change, that a person transforms himself to a different person through the process of the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, the Tkiyah Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah, and it goes, it's based on the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, that in all the Yom Tovim, in all the Moadim, when it says in the Torah you should bring a sacrifice, a Musaf, it says, Vihi Kraftem. And Rosh Hashanah, it says a different expression of Asisa. And the Yerushalmi asks, why here it says V'yikraftem and here it says V'asisa? So the implication is that Rosh Hashanah, it's not only the sacrifice that you're bringing, the animal, but the person himself on Rosh Hashanah resembles a sacrifice, a carbon, because Rosh Hashanah is a day that, because of the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, it brings us to change. And change for a person, change habits and change things that we're used to and needs. All those changes that a person is going to make over the Mishpat of Rosh Hashanah is the ultimate sacrifice. For a person to be able to change ways and change behavioral patterns in a real way, that's sacrifice, that's carbon, that's masisa. So Mamela, we know that a carbon needs 4 days to be checked and to watch that it shouldn't have a mum. So-called Yimei HaSlichis are 4 days that we look and check, are we wholesome enough to go into the Rosh Hashanah? And if we're not, we use these days of Slichas and the Amiras HaSlichas to rise above what we were before and make ourselves wholesome enough to be worthy of being that carbon which the Torah wants from a person on Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Lavush. The Gra in Bir Agra doesn't accept the Lavush. He argues on the Lavush. His real argument is, because this is already a question, when to begin Slichas is a question in Rishonim. The Ran, in the beginning of Nedarim, on the Mishnah that the world is judged four different times every year, Pesach is judged on produce, and Shavuos on the fruits of the trees, and Sukkot, it's a judgment of water, and Rosh Hashanah, everybody passes through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment, Kivnei Meroim, that's Odom Nidim Rosh Hashanah. So he asks the obvious question, why is Rosh Hashanah the chosen day to be the day of judgment? Why is Aleph Tishrei chosen to be the day of judgment? And he takes two approaches, based on a Machloikas Tanoim, when man was created. When the world was created. There's a machloikas, Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua. Reb Elezer says, B'tishrei nivra olam, that the world was created in Tishrei. That means in the last 5 days of Elul, culminating with the sixth day of creation, which was the first day of Tishrei, that's when the world was created. And that's what we say in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, Zeh Ayoim, Tchilas Ma'asecha, this day of Rosh Hashanah, is the beginning of your creation. Zikaroin, it invokes the memory of Yom Rishon, of the first day of creation. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah, like we say in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, after the Tkiyas, Ayom Aras Olam, today is the day in which the world was created. Hashem created the world. There's another school of Tanoim that say, no, the world was created in Nisan. So therefore, why is Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei? Because Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the second Luchos on Yom Kippur. And that's when Hashem finally forgave us totally for the chet of the Egel, for the Avera of the Egel. And Mela Yom Kippur is a day, a very auspicious day, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous compassion and love for the Jewish people on Yom Kippur, because it's the day in which He forgave us the first time for the Chet of Egel. Mela, since Yom Kippur, on the 10th day, so Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the month that leads to Yom Kippur, so that's why the day of judgment is on Rosh Hashanah. It has nothing to do with creation. So the Ran says, like those that say that Rosh Hashanah's origins, the Yom Adin, is based on creation. So while man was created on the sixth day of creation, the world began on the first day of creation. So that comes out to Chaf Eyal, the 25th day of Elul. And therefore the Ran says, in many, many different places where people live, in many different countries, many Medinos, they start Slichas on Chaf Hei El. But if you learn that it all depends on Yom Kippur, and the whole idea of the Yom HaDin is because it leads into Yom Kippur, so those they have a custom of saying Slichas the entirety of Elul, and that's how the Sfardim do. They say Slichas the whole Chodesh Elul. We don't do the 25th day of Elul. We do the first. We do Sunday, not the 25th day of Elul. Says the Gra, but our doing the 25th day of Elul is our way of doing the concept of the 25th. What we do on Sunday is, instead of starting on the 25th day of Elul, we start on the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. Because after all, the first day of creation was on the 25th of Elul, but it was also on a Sunday. That says in the Torah. So it was on a Sunday. So it's more convenient to have a fixed day when Slichas begins. So therefore, instead of doing it the 25th day, it could be sometimes a Sunday, sometimes a Tuesday, sometimes a Thursday. So we make it the first day of the week. And that's our way of doing the 25th day of Elul. That's what the Bir Agra writes in the Shulchan Aruch. I try to read it. These are two little letters for me to read, but it's there. In the first siman in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, when he discusses the mitzvah of, the meaning of slichas, siman tav kuf pei aleph. This is in tav kuf pei aleph in the Bir Agra. So far, it's easy. Asks the Bir Agra that according to the minig of 4 days, I understand that if Rosh Hashanah comes out on a Thursday, then it's very good. You do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we have 4 days. But according to my pshat, says the Bir Agra, which the idea is not 4 days. The idea is really 5 days. Because Sunday is commemorating the original Sunday of creation. How many days before Rosh Hashanah was the original Sunday of creation? 5 days, because Rosh Hashanah was on the sixth day, which is Yom HaShishi, and the first day of creation was Yom Echad. So why on a year that Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, do we still start Slichas on Sunday? The Gra asks this on himself. And the Gog gives a very interesting answer. He says, right, that if we deal with the first day Rosh Hashanah, then it's only the fifth day. But the second day Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Friday. When Rosh Hashanah starts on Thursday, the second day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Friday. So Sunday is appropriate to be the beginning of Slichas, because if you count to the second day Rosh Hashanah, there's going to be the first day of creation on Sunday, and the second day Rosh Hashanah is commemorating the creation of man, and the creation of man was on the Friday, on the sixth day of creation, which is a little bit of a chiddush. I mean, min haTorah, Rosh Hashanah is the first day. Min haTorah, the day of judgment, is the first day. Second day, the Rabbanan answered already late because of the problem when the Mishnah in the end of Rosh Hashanah, Niskal Kulu Alevi and Bashir, and they had to make 2 days, Ayom Kodesh, Olamacha Kodesh. So, the Cheshbon of the meaning of Slichas is to commemorate the first day of creation and sixth day of creation, and we're going to look at that we're keeping that minig based on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It's very, very weird that a second day is considered the main day legabe min hakim. It's only a second day. The real Rosh Hashanah is really on the first day. But that's what the Gra writes in his Bir Agra. That's how he explains. So I wanted a little bit to spend some time elaborating on this subject. What's so special that man was created on Rosh Hashanah that's why the judgment of Rosh Hashanah is? Zeh ayom tchilas masechos yikaron liyom rishon. So man was created today. And we say, ayom yaras olam, ayom yamid b'mishpat kol yisurei olam. Why, just because man was created on that day, do we make that day the day of judgment? That's why Hashem sits in judgment on that day. So the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, on the Mishnah, of Ba'abo Prakim O'ilam Nidai, very long Ran that brings a psikta the Rav, I imagine it's a psikta the Rav Kahana, but he calls it from the psikta, and he brings the following explanation. He says, on the very first day of man's creation, he goes through the whole chronology of that day, what happened on the first hour, on the second hour. Oh. And at some point, Hashem commanded Adam and Chava not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And he discusses which hour that was. And then they didn't listen. And the Nachash came, and he enticed them to do the eating of the Eitz Hadas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned him that on the day he's going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, he's going to have to die on that day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him into judgment. And because he brought him into judgment, the judgment spared him. That the mishpat that Adam HaRishon had on that very, very first day that he was created, even though it was a clear-cut case, he was warned in the Torah, but by going into Hashem's judgment and going into mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found a reprieve for him. The reprieve was, like the Ran brings a different medrash in the end of Rosh Hashanah, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own way of viewing a day. We look at a day, it's 24 hours. But Yoimoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say in Davening Shabbos morning, Ki Elef Shonim V'Einecha Ki Yom. David HaMelech writes in Tefillah LeMoshe, he tells the Ribbono Shel Olam, by you, 1,000 years is like one day. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he spared Adam HaRishon, he spared him because he was Midas HaRachmim, gave him 1,000-year reprieve that he could be considered in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, it's called a day. And in Mela, he could live the 1,000 years, like it says, 70 years had to go to David HaMelech, and he lived, Adam HaRishon lived for 930 years, based on this mishpat that he had on the very first day of his creation. So the Ran, in Daf Gimel, in the Dafim of the Rif, in Rosh Hashanah, discusses this, and he brings what happened on that day. Adam HaRishon, the first hour, it was all of b'machshava, shniya, nisyayetz, malachi ha'shores. The third hour, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechoynes the offer and made him b'dalet gibloi. He made him into b'hei rikmoi on the fifth hour. Also goylem, b'vav, zorak boi neshama, b'ches, ichniser legan eden, b'tshiyis, he was nitztave on the mitzvah, b'asirich, Basiris in the 10th hour, Sorach, he did the Aveira for meeting from the Eitz Hadas. Bachadesre, in the 11th hour, he was Nidoin, he was judged. Ubishtemesre, Yotza Bedimus. Yotza Bedimus means that in that Mishpat, he came out with some kind of a reprieve, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reprieved him. Omaloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ze Simon Lebanech. This is a positive omen for your offspring. Keshem she'amadata lefanoi badin biyom zeh. Just like you went into judgment on this day, v'yotzasa bedimus, and you went out with this satisfactory arrangement, kach asidin banecha, your offspring, are going to be standing biyom din in judgment on this day, v'yotzin bedimus. And they're also going to come out with an arrangement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them a reprieve. The Chol Zeh, when does this come out? B'chodesh Hashvi ve'echad l'chodesh. And that's the smach, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person on Rosh Hashanah Aleph Tishrei more than any other day. This is the and from that, in Barcelona and in Sklilus, in those countries, they start Slichus on the 25th day of Elul. And the Gross says, our version of the 25th day of Elul is the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. Atka. What was this Dimus? What was this Dimus? What does he mean? He went in, and he got a judgment, and he got out of the Dimus. How does that happen? It was a clear-cut case. He had a warning. And the day that you're going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, you're going to die. He went in. struck a deal, and he gave him out 1,000 years. I can even read you that piece with 1,000 years is the very last run in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Mamash, he goes on the what we say in Tefillah, Udvorcha Emes Vekayom Lo'ad. We say in all the brachas of Rosh Hashanah before we say the siyum of Melech al Kol Haaretz Mekadesh Yisrael v'yoyim hazikaron, we say Udvorcha Emes v'kayom la. What does that mean? So he brings Divrei Agada La'olam Hashem Dvorcha Nizim v'shamayim. Just like you made a deal with Adam Arishin, you were done him, you judged him berachamim. So judge us all berachamim. You made a gzeira that on the day he dies, he's gonna have, on the day he eats from the Eitz Hadas, he's gonna have to die. And how did you let him go? Because Yom Sheyesh Lecha, is it a day of this world? No, I meant my day. So I'm giving him 930 years to live, and I live for David HaMelech 70 years. So David HaMelech says, if you wouldn't have brought him into judgment, he would have had to die. So your judgment gave him an opportunity that the day was considered 1,000 years, and 1,000 years gave him a chance to live 930 years and leave 70 years for David HaMelech. How did that happen? Of course it's Hashem's compassion. Well, the compassion has to have a method to it. Shitev midas harachmim, but midas harachmim has to be something that has something tangible. What is the deal? What is he giving him 1,000 years for when he told him he's going to die that day? So, a little bit history. We all know that Adam HaRishon, before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, it's almost open psukim in Tehillim, that his level is the lofty nature of his creation, who he was, what a human being represented at that point in those few hours of creation. It says psukim, amazing psukim, but chasreyu ma'at melukim. Whatever those words mean, but he was just a ma'at less than an elukim. Tamshileyu b'maisi yodecha, he ruled over the entire universe. Kol shato tachas raglo. It says in Midrashim that the brilliant illumination that came out of the beauty of Adam HaRishon, the Shufra of Adam HaRishon, was so bright and so radiant that the sunshine of the Galgal Chama paled by comparison. Understand that. But the radiance of Adam HaRishon outshined the radiance of the sun. That's Chazal. Because Adam HaRishon, Yetzir Kapecha, we say on Shabbos of Sukkot, Keoshata Adam Yetzir Kapecha. Like it says in the Chumash, Yilor Chumash, in Bereshis, Hashem literally Yetzir Kapecha. Then he ate from the Eitz Hadas. And that whole awareness of Tov V'Ra, impulse to Ra, Adam in the original state didn't have what we know as the impulse to evil, the impulse to Ra. So hold the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that the whole concept of Bechira in Adam HaRishon Kodem Achet was totally different than the Bechira that we know. We're dealing, our intellect has to struggle with impulses, with instincts that drive us to disobey our intellect, to disobey our conscience. That didn't exist in the original Adam. That came with the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Eino Adam Oyo Kachar Bimeno Ladas Toi Baron, and we became Bali Bechira. Adam HaRishon before the chet was a different kind of being, totally. So really, the master plan that Hashem had in creating man for the covet that would come out from that man living in Hashem's universe was based on the original Adam. What we know as Adam HaRishon Lefnei Achet. The Adam HaRishon that we relate to is the Adam HaRishon La'achar Achet, which was not plan A, so to say, in the creation of man. So the threat of V'yom HaChocham Imenu Moistamus is because there's no point for a world if that's the Adam. For an Adam of Achar Achet, that's not who Hashem created the world for. So the Derech Hashem elaborates on this. The Derech Hashem for Moshe Chaim Lutzato elaborates about what transformed following the chet of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon undertook, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's approval, a mission. Once the reality sinks in that we don't have anymore the original Adam, the Adam that we're dealing with is a different Adam, an Adam who has gone through a tremendous change. Impulses and instincts and wants and needs that didn't exist in the original Adam. So the Ramchal in Derech Hashem says that Adam HaRishon, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's approval, undertook a mission to establish a family tree. He calls it a geza, like a tree, like the trunk of a tree. And from that geza will grow out all the people that follow this geza that are going to be eventually those that have the potential to bring the human race back to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind in the original creation. And Adam HaRishon began that mission. And as we know, the first thousands of years of creation, greatness was very scarce. 10 generations between Adam and Noach, 10 generations between Noach and Avram. Very few people. The Rambam in the first Perek in Hilchos Avodah Zarah speaks about history of the very beginning of the world, and there were very, very few saintly people in that whole beginning of the world. Finally, Avraham Avinu came and established his lineage, and the people that are descendants of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Shvatim and the Dor HaMidbar and the Yotzei Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Satorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to other members of the human race. They didn't buy into it. But even today, through the process of Geirus, it's still, you're able to, every human being has the potential to join the mission of rebuilding humanity to what it was originally and what it was meant to be. When is that day really going to be? That's the day we pray for. In the davening of Rosh Hashanah, v'chein ten pachdecha, u'v'chein ten kavod, u'v'chein tzadikim, v'simloch, and then we say meloch al kol ha'olam kuloi, v'hinose al kol ha'aretz bikarecha. There'll be a day of a yeda kol pa'ul ki'ato pi'alto, v'yavin kol yitzur ki'ato yitzartoi. Then we say oleinu l'shaveach in Musaf. Akiru v'yedu kol yesh v'sebel, kilichot tichra kol berech, tishova kol oshen. Kablu chula mesol machosecha, v'sim lechaleya meira. There is going to be a day of kol arisha kula ka'ashon tichle. There's going to be a day of kisavya memshele zadom min ha'aretz. And there's going to be a v'sim lochato Hashem levadecha. Because that's why Rosh Hashanah, we daven for these things. Because that was the saving grace of Adam HaRishon's judgment that very first day. The saving grace of Adam HaRishon's judgment that very first day is the opportunity to use history to bring the human race to what it was meant to be. And that's the Simen Levanecha that on Rosh Hashanah, Zochreinu Lechayim, Melech Hofeis B'chayim, V'chosveinu B'sefer Chayim. Why? Thank you. Lemancha Elokim Chayim. Why do we deserve Chayim? Because the Lemancha of the world that you created is contingent on us. We're those that are making creation worthwhile according to your master plan. It's a process. And the world is going down as we're not going down. But how many of us are not going down? How many of us are holding on in a world that's stooped in what the world is stooped in? But there are those of us that are following the mission, that are following the plan. There are hundreds and thousands of us that keep tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. And maybe we're already approaching more than hundreds of thousands that keep the mitzvahs. There's so many of us that are connected to the learning of Torah, to the limud of Torah Shebaal Peh. There's so many of us that learn. There's so many of us that want to learn. There's so many of us that thirst for Hashem's knowledge, to know the Torah. That's a different kind of human being. That's a human being that's somehow prehistoric. It's all about Torah. In the year 2022, there's a room full of B'nai Torah, 11, whatever it is, after 11 at night. That's because we're all, whether we thought it through or we didn't think it through, we're all part of that huge mission which was began in the beginning of history on the first Rosh Hashanah of creation. So that's what Hashem is telling Adam HaRishon. Just like you just went in a judgment and I let you out with a reprieve. What was the reprieve? That I gave you a day that's 1,000 days, 1,000 years long. For what? So that you could reconstruct a human being. That you could create a family tree that eventually is going to end with the Melech HaMashiach. And read what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim about what the Melech HaMashiach resembles and what kind of a human being that Melech HaMashiach is going to be. So this is a mission. And every Ben Yisrael, if he thinks about it, he's part of that mission. That mission of bringing humanity to what it was meant to be, not to what it has turned out, unfortunately. Turned out to be. No, to what it was meant to be. So in a world of so much darkness, where the human being that turned out to be is ruling the world, is defining humanity, in that terrible darkness, there are oases of light. And that brilliant light is those of us who are still adhering to the original plan of creation. To the Adam B'Yikar. To the Adam in his glory, in his beauty. What he's meant to be. It's not an easy journey. But look, amazingly, how long this journey is still, it's resilient. We resemble Jews of thousands of years ago. Fundamentally, we may wear this kind of jacket, they wore a different jacket. We may head covering, they wore a different head covering. But in fundamental concepts, our Rosh Hashanah is like a Rosh Hashanah of 2,000 years ago. Our Yom Kippur is like a Yom Kippur of 2,000 years ago. Our sitting with a chavrusa learning Gemara is like it's been done for thousands of years. Because there's a historic purpose. There's an historic journey that Am Yisrael is embarked on. Adam HaRishon began it on the day of his creation when he went into judgment, and that was what saved him for 1,000 years, and every Rosh Hashanah, somehow, that's our follow-up. We're following that up, Rosh Hashanah after Rosh Hashanah. There's a piyut that we say in the Machzor on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It's almost, the words are beyond mind-boggling. It's one of those little stanzas before, I think it's on Shacharis of the second day, before we get to Kedusha. The Chazan v'Kahal say an expression, Odoin, Master, Emaisim Ein Banu. If we don't have deeds to be able to survive this Yom HaDin, we're still asking you, Shimcha Agadol Yamod Lana. Your great and glorious name should stand beside us. V'al Tavo B'Mishpat Imanu. Don't be strict in your judgment with us. What does that mean? Because there is a way of judging a human being strict according to the law. My sin. Why did you get up late this day? Why did you come this? Why did you do this? Why did you fall into temptation? Why? That's not so pretty. But there's a bigger, there's a higher way of judging a human being. A deeper way. Shimcha Agadol. What role do I still have to play in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan for V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz v'yoma hu yiyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad? What role do ani avdecha ben amasecha? Me the yeshiva boy, me the yid, me the ben Torah, me the religious Jew. What do I have, what role do I play in this Shimcha Agadol Yamilonu? Bayoma hu yiyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. How much am I contributing in this long journey of Hashem echad u'shmo echad? How do I contribute? By learning well with my chavrusa, by chazering my Rebbe Shir, by listening to my Rebbe Shir, by prioritizing Torah over any other endeavor that I have. And that's all my way of perpetuating Adam HaRishon's journey that he embarked on the day that Hashem created him. The Chazal say that the Chachamim instituted 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so it's not just the mitzvah sayom, but the mishpat also transpires over a 2 day Yom HaDin. And the Chazal say, and it's even in Sfarim, I think there's a sefer from the son of the Gra, that there's a thing called Din Koshe. It's called Dina Kashya in Chazal language, a difficult din, or what we call a harsh din. And then there's a Dina Rafe, a softer din, a Dina Rafia. It's 2 ways that Hashem judges humanity. It could be the harsh judgment, strict to the law, Shlosh Sfarim Niftachim, Tzadikim, Maisim Toivim Amor, Maisim Royim Amor, Beinonim, the strict thing we understand. That's Kosher. Im Tematze, we say in another piyut, Odoin, Im Tematze Oimek Adin, if you're going to to the depths of the din, who's going to be able? We say Erev Rosh Hashanah on Sunday morning in the Slichas, Al Tavo B'Mishpat Imanu. Don't come in to judge us. Why? Ki lo yitzdak lefanecha kol chai. You're going to take us and judge us B'Mishpat? Who's going to win? Who could win your Mishpat? funny thing. A few lines later, it says, "Milfanecha mishpatenu yetze, einecha techezena meisharin." Our mishpat should come out from you. You're going to be able to see good things for us. So I was a young boy. I would say it was exactly in the summer of 1969. The summer of 1969, I was in Netanya, in a place called Kiryat Sanz. And I was there for Shabbos Mevorchim Elul. And there was a Groyser Rebbe. I don't know if you heard of him. He went to Laniato Hospital and other things. His name was the Closing of the Rebbe. Old Rebbe, he lived in Netanya. It was that time, an old man, a Holocaust survivor. I think he lost a wife and 11 children in the Holocaust that he rebuilt from scratch. A great Rebbe. And he, in the city, gave a speech on Shabbos Mevarchim Elul before Rosh Chodesh Benchi. So we were in Netanya, so we stopped by to hear the Rebbe speak. So I heard the Rebbe ask this question. And a few sentences later, so it's been a long time since 1969, as you understand yourself. So I don't remember exactly what he answered. I remember the question. I don't remember exactly what he answered. But I think according to the idea that we're bringing out here, please don't use the judgment of strict mitzvahs, averis, good, bad, up, now. Who's going to win? But there's a different level of mishpat. Milfanecha mishpatenu yetze. You have your own kivayachol, you have your scope of how you judge humanity. And you judge humanity with the purpose of creation. This person, this family, this group of people, are they constructive partners in the master plan of the creation of man? Are they leading to the plan of the Hoya Hashem Lemelech Bayomahu Yi Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad? Then we get through and we get a Chasima Tova. It's a different judgment. Al Tavoy, in the judgment of good and bad, that's called the Din Koshe. But in the weaker form of judgment, the softer form of judgment, which is how do we tie in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan? This division between the two ways the world is judged, it's assumed that the Din Koshe is the first day Rosh Hashanah and the Din Rafeh is the second day Rosh Hashanah. That's how it says in the Zohar HaKadosh. That's how it was brought down in the parish of Rabbi Avram ben Agra. And it's many Sfarim you could find this. So I was thinking that might be the secret of what the Gra is alluding to. This whole concept of Rosh Hashanah being tied in with creation and with creation of man is to be able to tap in that very first judgment that took place over with Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon's reprieve that he got, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged him with the cheshbon of what's going to come out of this judgment. Is it going to help the world survive? Is it going to help humanity to come back to its original master plan? But that's not a din kosher. That's a din rafeh. A din kosher is strict a merit. This goes beyond merit. This factors in potential. This factors in value. This factors in how that works for the master plan of Gedusha in the world. That's rafeh. That's not kosher. So maybe that's what the Gra is hinting on. That, yes, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday, the first day Rosh Hashanah did not have 5 days of creation before it, But for our purposes, it's about the second day of creation. Because that's the day that symbolizes Adam HaRishon's judgment. Adam HaRishon's judgment was the very first time that the world was judged, or human being was judged on Rosh Hashanah, with a din rafeh, with a softer din. And that's what we're invoking year after year. And that's, on the one hand, it's a very big chizuk. Takes away that terrifying thought of mi yitzdak lefonecha badin. But on the other hand, it's a call to arms. Person has to understand, yeshiva boys that are sitting 11:20 at night, you have a full day tomorrow, I'm sure you had a full day today. There's a Rosh Hashanah coming up. It's not easy. Slichas on Sunday morning coming. But you came, lo tzomei la, lo roev la lechem, lo tzomei la mayim. You came to Shmo as Dvar Hashem. You came to hear another, Yabach Hashem, the best rebbes in the world, the best mashgichim in the world. And a rebbe came from a different yeshiva. You want to hear, maybe he has something else to offer me for Rosh Hashanah. No matter what, how late the hour is. Let's understand and appreciate what we represent in this world. Do I have to elaborate on all the darkness that surrounds us? What a human being outside the walls of a yeshiva looks like today? What humanity has stooped to? What values there are in the world today, whether it's in Bein Adam LaChaveiro, in Bein Adam LaMakom, in Bein Adam LaAtzmo? We know where we're living. We know who's around us. We know what people represent. We know what's in the media. In any kind of media, whether it's the printed media, the talking media, the electronic media. We know what's out there. And in all that darkness, look at the light in this room. How much Torah there is in this room. That should give us an impetus. Let's understand the real depth of what we're out for on Rosh Hashanah. What we're committing to, what a yeshiva bachur commits to. It's not a commitment for this year. This year means what you're committing for a lifetime. What kind of a home I'm going to build. What kind of children I'm going to raise. What influence I'm going to have on society. Where will the Kiddush Hashem that I'm making in my life play out? And that all gives us that privilege of being part of this huge undertaking that Adam HaRishon began on that very first day of creation of man. That's a chizuk gadol. It's a challenge, but it's also a chizuk. I really appreciate being here. It's Kiddush Hashem to look around the room, and let's all of us together tap in to this tremendous reservoir of potential that Rosh Hashanah holds within it. And let's be those people that are bringing Adam back to what he was supposed to be. Many years ago, a friend of mine, Adol Chaim, is deceased already, he got married, I would say it was about 52 years ago. He happened to be a nephew from the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz, Rav Gifter Zatzal. If you heard the name, but Rav Gifter Zatzal was a Rosh Yeshiva in Telz. He was an alumni of Rav Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchok Chalam. And this Rav Gifter, one of the Gedolei Ador, and he's already deceased, maybe 15 years or so, or 20 years. So he spoke at a wedding, and Telz, the custom is you speak at a wedding. So we spoke at the wedding. And I remember he spoke on the bracha we say in Birchas Chasanim, Sameach Tesamach Reyem O'ahuvim, give joy and happiness to the young couple. Kesameichacha, like you gave Simcha, Yetzircha, your creations, Adam and Chava, Began Eden Mikeda. So we used to, what's this huge Simcha of Adam and Chava in Gan Eden Mikeda? That makes every chasana, every chuppah, and every sheva brachas, that's what we pray for. Samechecha yitzircha b'gan Eden mikedem. So Rav Gifter said an amazing thing. Those few hours in Gan Eden mikedem before the sin of the chet of the Yetz Hadas, that was a simcha between a husband and a wife. That was a simcha between a chassan and a kala. A chassan and a kala, a couple that was in a world that didn't know of sin, that didn't know of Yetzirah as we know it, that were pure and lofty of what an Adam was like and what a woman was like and what a man was like. And we ask Hashem at every wedding, bring us to that day. Bring this couple to that day. Let this couple live to see that day. And that's what we're really davening for on Rosh Hashanah. That we should all live to see that day, the Korah B'Yomeinu. And we should be zoiche to these enormous things that we ask for. The v'chein ten pachdecha, v'chein ten kovod, v'simloch, v'chein tzadikim, v'simloch. Hashem should bring it b'meheira b'yomeinu, all of us, with our families, with the entire Klal Yisrael, v'zoche to aksiva v'chasim atoy. Amen.